This year was made available the Ili Nishmas Rav Rebleze ben Rav and Tzion Gavril Hamburger. That's all.
Nun Gimel Amit Ale Omar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Also Loila Adem Sheyemes. Also to say, Bosa Zele Pesach. This meat is for Pesach. Mipnei Sheniyeh Kim Magdish Behem Tevehol Kotzmut. It looked like it was Magdish Behem. That's what Tesis learns. It looks like he had been Magdish Behem previously for the Kol Pesach. And eating kosher b'chutz, and kosher b'chutz, if you shecht korbanos outside the Beis HaMikdash, it's chayav koras. So therefore, you shouldn't say this meat is for Pesach. Omar Rabbi Davke Bosa. That's only in the case of Bosa. Avol chiti lo. The wheat not. Or the wheat, you might say that if this wheat is for Pesach, you might think it's for selling the wheat and buying with it a korban pesah, not afraid. But everybody knows the minta lepista koma means you have to watch this wheat for pesah. The kosher. That is all. For I know bosa lo and meat the cans, are the kasha. That's the kasha. Again, bosa lo meat you cannot, that's the kasha. Omar Rabbi Yosei, to this as a neighbor of a man, Ish Remi, he lived in Rome. He niggas Bnei Remi, he made a custom for the people of the Jews in Rome, lechol gidiyem mikulosim, to eat broiled kids. Mikulosim means arms, with side arms. Like it says in the Torah about Korban Pesach, Reisha al-Kro, the head was broiled together with the feet. That's called mikulosim. The Leilib Sochim. Now, since this was the time of the Beis HaMikdash, but these Jews lived in Rome, and they couldn't come to Beis HaMikdash to make a Korban Pesach, so they made a Zecher a Korban Pesach. But they made it very similar. They broiled a kid with the same system that is broiled in the Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim, Reishe al Kor, the head together with the legs. Sholchu lei, the Chacham is sent from Yerushalayim, a warning to him. Ilmolei to this, had you not been to this, which means you're an important man, goes on, we put you in the chayra, if you gaze a chayra on you. She'atomach eles Yisrael kolshim b'chutz, because you bring Yisrael to eat kolshim b'chutz. Now before we go on, then going to up Zivaraisa, but in kolshim b'chutz, after all, he didn't make it a kolm, only a zecha the kolm. Did he give him a kosher? That's sure he didn't intend that. Elaim say, Kore, it's close, the hachas of kosher b'chutz. Because people might come and take it seriously and think it's really a kolban, and they might come to make a real kolban pesach too in the course of time. So we see, mikulos ain't. Only because the gvi was mikulos, it was brought Reishi al-Kro, the head with the feet, exactly like a Korban Pesach. That's why it was also to do it. She'en mekulos, look at star meat. They wouldn't say it's also, it's a kashe. What are you saying above? That's also to say this meat is for Pesach. Here you see, that alone wouldn't be also. Only because it's gdi mekulos. It looks like a Pesach is also. Say that aside. So we see ordinary meat for Pesach, it wouldn't be also. Almost to the answer, no. Mikula, since it looks like a Korban Pesach, lo shna oma lo shalom, even though he didn't say anything. They didn't say that's for Pesach. They didn't say bosa zele Pesach. Therefore, it would be mutar, it would be ordinary meat. Only because the Mikula is also. Sheina Mikulas? Pirish ain't. If he said, I want it for Pesach, then it's also. Go Pirish Lo. But Stam, meat, if it didn't say it's for Pesach, wouldn't be also be broiled. So therefore, in the case of Tudis, only because it was broiled like a Korban Pesach, Mikulos, that's why it was also to do. Because he didn't say anything that's for Korban Pesach, or he didn't even say it's Le Pesach. How do you say Le Pesach? Bosses are Le Pesach. it would be awesome. Even if it wasn't the royal seal. Rav Sheshe, no. Rav Ache, Masni lo loho masni. You learn this Mishnah, you just learn. Not Rabbi Yese reported the story of to this Ishraimi, but Rav Shima. Rav Shima is the one who reported the story. We learned on Amud Aleph, it was Rav Yese who told that story. But Ache says Rav Shima said the story. Maski lo Rav Sheya Sekashi. This would be right according to the version that Rabbi Yehoshua reported the story. It's understandable. How can it be right? Rabbi Shimon said, a man said, I take upon myself to bring a mincha from barley. So he's potter. Why? But that's not the way to bring an adob of a milcha. A milcha has to be brought from wheat, milchas chitim, not barley. There's no milchas nadav in barley. So therefore, we don't say that he meant to bring wheat, he said barley. Now, arei alai milcha, so I might think that makes him already chayvin a milcha. No, he says minaser, because he means what he intended to finish up the word, serve. And since he was misnadev, serve, that's not the derech of a mincha. And therefore he's potter from anything. So that's the case, according to Rabbi Shimon, Tudis wouldn't be chayev to be put into cherem for what he did, because even if it be madrish a korban pesach in Rome, it's not a korban pesach. Because you're not madrish a korban to a place where it's not fit to be makiv a korban. So we say, that is me, lo maklum. Man says, the makdish a korban pesach in Yerushalayim. But in Rome, you're not going to take from Rome all the way to Yerushalayim. So therefore, it's lo higdish kederach hamisnadvim. So according to Rabbi Shimon, if you say Rabbi Shimon told the story, he couldn't say that he should have been put in the cherem. Because it's not kodesh at all. So what are you afraid of? That people come to be magdish because they see a gdima kulis being used in Rome. They may come to be magdish for a Pesach. Even if magdish, it wouldn't be anything. Because they're not gedolah ha-mesnadvim. It's not a place where you can bring a korban. So we understand that lay oh my kum, it's just the volume of Taylor. Say that. Oh my God, Rabbi Narashi, Oman, the Masin, the Oki, Abba Yesim, even if you say Abba Yesim, the one who's speaking, is also not good. Because we're on Marove, Rabbi Shimon, the Shita is Rabbi Yesi Amor. Rabbi Shimon, when he said, HaMesnadev Mincho Min HaSoirem, where Omar Klum, Rabbi Shimon follows Rabbi Yesi, the Omar Af Bigmal Dvorov Odom Nispis. A man is attached by his last words too. That means we take not only his first words, only his last words. Now, according to that, the man says, Harei alai mincha, I might have thought, once he's Harei alai mincha, we don't listen to what he says after that. Mincha means a real mincha. So he's chayav to bring a mincha. And even though he adds min ha-seirim, we disregard it, if you hold toughest lashon rishon. But Rabbi Yehi says, no, af bigmal dvorov odom nispis. A man is taken as both, his first and his last words. So when he said, Harei alai mincha, and he added min ha-seirim, we say, that's what he intended to finish up. And a mincha min ha-seirim, that's not a mincha of nedove, and therefore Rabbi Shimon says, since shelo yisnadim is potter. So we see that Rabbi Shimon needs Rabbi Yese. Otherwise, if not Rabbi Yese, Rabbi Shimon would say the first words, Rabbi mincha makes a chayav a mincha of chitin. But since Rabbi Shimon says it's not called a real derech ha-mesnadim, it's because he holds like Rabbi Yese, that the gemal of all is also in this. Now that's the case. If Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Yesi, my love does not mean neither Rabbi Shimon holds like himself like Rabbi Yesi. Most likely Rabbi Yesi and himself like Rabbi Shimon. Most likely they're equal. They're considered the same in the Shittas. So therefore Rabbi Yesi probably also holds that lo yisnadi derech ha-mesnadi. So even if Rabbi Yesi is saying it, why should you say Tudis was guilty of neither because he brought a gdima kulis? Because people might be Magdish Kovim Pesach. If Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Shimon, You say, well, it's now the Hamasnadim, Makdis a Kov Pesach for Rome. It's not the Hamasnadim, it's Leah Maklu. And it's Mera Lor. Rabbi Shimon is to hold Salah Kabyesi, holding Ma'avot Dvar Al Denispis. And that's why Rela Chitim, Minaser means only Minaser. And it's not Kedah Hamasnadim. Well, though Rabbi Yesi or Rabbi Shimon. Well, Rabbi Yesi is not like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yesi holding Ma'avot Dvar Al Denispis. That's right. But he says, when a man is not it, a mincha min aserim, a man wouldn't say dvorim et helim when he's talking about hegdish. So even though he said min aserim, he really didn't mean serim. He meant he was doing a mincha. And when he said serim, he was just stumbling with his tongue. He made a mistake. And he probably meant a real mincha in his chaya. That's a machlekes. Rabbi Shimon said we take him at his word. Mincha min aserim, there's no such thing. Yeah, but it's dvorim b'tehillim, and they are maklum. Because the Lord is not there, it's not there. But Rabbi Yisrael says, a man, when he's talking to Hegdish, he's not going to talk dvorim b'tehillim. And even though he said menaseim, we explained it was just a stumbling of the tongue, a slip of the tongue. He meant chitim. And according to Rabbi Yisrael, he's chayah to bring his mincha. So there, according to Rabbi Yisrael, this story, that's all. So Rabbi Yisrael does not hold, so it's not the Hamasnadim. So according to Rabbi Yisrael, a man is Magdish a Kovim Pesach in Rome, it's a Kovim Pesach, and it's Chayav Kares for shafting it in there, because it's a real Kovim Pesach. Rabbi Shimon holds, so it's not the Hamasnadim, and therefore it wouldn't be a real Kovim anyhow. So it wouldn't be Chayav neither, see that. Before we learn Tugas, Ish Reini had started a custom of making a Gedina Kulis, something that was broiled, just like a Korban Pesach in Rome, because the Roman Jews should not forget the Inyan of Korban Pesach. So the same thing, they should stop doing it. But people might think it's a Korban Pesach they're making. The boy would ask the question, to this Ishrei was a Gabra Rabbi, was a great man, he had Talmud Chacham, and that's why they didn't put him in the Harem? They just rebuked him? Oh, Baal, or he's a man with fists. He's a powerful man, that's why they didn't want to start out with him. Toshma, bring your proof. Oh, Zu, another thing, Dorash, to this Ishrei. You see, a man who's Rosh is a reporter. What did these three tzaddikim see? Shemosu asmal gushas Hashem, the Kibshon Eish, that they allowed themselves to be handed over to the furnace of fire in the days of Nebuchadnezzar, not to bow down to Nebuchadnezzar's image. Now hold on to this place and look at the taste for this. Second taste for this. They said, what's the question? Every Jew has to put himself into danger of his life, not to bow down to an image. Don't lose the place anymore. Look in the second thesis. Maro Hananya Shalazai. Peter Sakundas. Maro Shalodos. Why didn't they douse in the apostle? He says, well, chai bohem. You have to live by the Torah. Well, those Shiomi don't die by the Torah. You're not supposed to die for the mitzvahs. You have to live. As opposed to the question of saving your life by eating something that's not kosher, you have to save your life. So why did they want to give their lives for Kiddush Hashem? She takes it as a question. What kind of question is that? But if our heads was in public, it was a public thing done in the presence of all the people. But if our skin and more concludes the Sanhedrin, it'll cool up. Everybody agrees. If our heads here, Chayav Limsa Atzmer, he has to give his life, I feel our mitzvah call, even the smallest mitzvah. And especially for a thing like Avodah Zarah, you have to give a life even in secret. Not to worship of it. They say two things. If it's something in the Fahesh in public, there's a mitzvah to be in the Skadish, Shem Shemayim, Barabim. So even any mitzvah you shouldn't transgress publicly. You should allow yourself, that's how some hold, you should allow yourself to be killed rather than transgress any mitzvah in Fahesh. And especially for the mitzvah of not worshipping Avodah Zarah, surely you have to give your life. So what's the most question? What's to this question? On the Polish Rabbi Natan, the Tzelem Zeh, Shalosh, and Nebuchadnezzar, Love Aveda Zara. It wasn't an Aveda Zara. It wasn't an idol to worship. Elian Dalte. It was just a statue. She also the Chaydasra. They made for his own honor. The Kachomer. Maro. What did they see not to bow down to the statue? What's wrong with bowing down to an ordinary statue? Hey, Mash, what's your scene? You don't see. It says as follows. Le'alohoch les anachapol. To your God, we will not worship. That's what the three said. Nebuchadnezzar. We shall not worship your God. Or the Selim did have it, and for your golden image, Lord, this we won't bow down. That is saying two separate things. It seems, Mashmah it seems, the Lahodi, his God, and his Selim, his image, are tremendous, they're two different things. So first he says, you won't bow down, you won't worship your God. We wouldn't even bow down to your image. Now bowing down to his image, but it's not a Beit HaZoah, actually they're not prepared to give their lives. That's the question. That's our basic learning shot. Also, Nami Shabbat comes out. Good Hodi Amina Bernardus. It says, Ilmole Nogu. If they had whipped Hanani Veshoazai, if they had whipped them without an end, Polchudatsav, they would have worshipped idol. The Lord said that. But whipping without an end, means torture without an end, anybody would yield. Even the biggest study cannot withstand torture without an end. But if he, Abedizor, if it's really an idol, really an idol, Chas v'sholem, shoyu v'shtapeno. Chas v'sholem, that they would yield to the torture and bow down. They says, no. These tzaddikim would not yield even endless torture. So you must say it wasn't an idol. It was just his statue. That's one shot. But it says, mir loshen polcho losi shabbat. It says polcho, it's on a worshipping the idol. It looks like they worshipped. It looks like a Nebuchadnezzar's idol was worshipped. Not like we say just a statue, like this first pshat. So now it says another pshat. It really was an idol. It really was an idol. So what's the question? What did they see to be merciful on that? Surely you have to give your life not to worship an idol. But the question is this. Why didn't they run away beforehand? They knew what was going to happen. That Nebuchadnezzar would set up an idol and the man they should worship it. They should have conceal themselves. They should run away. What did they see to hang around? Once they were hanging around, they're stuck. They can't worship God. They have to give their lives. But it's not necessary to hang around. Shaharei kaidem amai so yechidem duim. What a story. They could have run away. Daniel did that. Daniel was in that story too. And he wasn't forced to worship the idol. Why? Kidon of a chelek. Yimahoy ba'is eser. Three people were in that eser. And Daniel knew about it. And Daniel ran away beforehand. He found an excuse to go away, so he shouldn't be present at the ceremony. But these three felt that they want to go away. They want to make a demonstration. They'll be present, and they'll give their lives unto worship the idol. So you have two people you should know. Say that inside. 19 lines down from the top, the last word. 19 shulim down from the top, the last word. So the question was, why did they remain according to the Tetris to the Mesa Nefesh? Norsu, so two of this are still speaking. Norsu, they made a kalachem of us from the frogs. The frogs, in the time of Pare, were commanded they should enter into Pare's stoves, into his kitchen and stoves. What are the frogs? Shame, they don't have any command of Kedushas Hashem. Still see what's written, oh, they should come, we all come up and we say, in your house, betanach, and your stoves, or be mishalazah, and in your dough, a mosai, mishalaz, mitzvah, esel tanach, when is the dough found in the stove? Avi emir say, mishor, shatanach, and the stove is hot. So they decided, I mean, the frogs obeyed, the frogs came in, it's against their nature to go into a fire. Frogs like water. And so the frogs ran into the fire. we are commanded, Bishas Hashem, Alachas Kamla Kamal Mishmorsam. So that's a drosha by Tudis, and it's quoted to show the Tudis with the Talmud Chacham. Rabbi Yosef Bar Rabbi Nami says something else about it. He was a rich man, Matil Malo, he put merchandise, B'kish Shal Talmud Chacham, in the pockets of Talmud Chacham, he gave them business. Talmud Chacham were able to make a living. But he used to give him merchandise to sell and make profit. Not for profit, for him. Papa themselves. Anybody that makes business for a Tamachom, he gives merchandise, he should do business. He'll be like sitting in yeshiva together with them. Even though he's not as great as they are, he'll sit together with them. Shenema, ki b'tzela chokhma, in the shadow of chokhma, is one is in the shadow of kesef. Shadow means the protection, the schus. The schus that money spent correctly will give you is like the schus that Torah, chokhma, gives you too. So therefore, by supporting Torah, he'll also be the yeshiva shalmaila, say that. According to the first pshat in Tesis, it was not an idol. So Mar's kash is, why did he have to be mesal nefesh? He could have bowed down. And the second shot in Tesis is, it wasn't an idol. So Mar's kash is, why didn't he run away beforehand? The mission. Mokim shenagu, I was talking about customs. In a place where it's a custom of a hadli tzaneh, to make a light in the house, lamp. The lele, yom kippur, kol nidle night, madlikim. Mokim shenoga shalali, on the place that admitting not to make any lights in the house, call me the night. Came back in Reis HaKnesses, it was dark in the house. A madlikim. We'll soon explain. However, but everywhere, madlikim be botek mesiv of midosh. Yom Kippur night, in Reis HaKnesses, Reis HaMedos, you do have lights. Or be Reis HaFelim, and in the dark streets, you have lights too, because people have to walk. The Algabiach, by sick people, we have lights. But otherwise, some places didn't have any lights in their homes at all. Some did have lights in their homes. We'll soon see. Those who said you should have a light in the Kippur at night. We light candles in the Kippur at night. Both had in mind one same purpose. Purpose was this. On Yom Kippur, it's also for a man to consort with his wife. So therefore, those who put on their light, when there's a light, it's also to mishamish es mitosa. That's why they especially intentionally made lights in order to be also atash mishamish. And those who said no lights, they held it was more better in those places. But when he doesn't see, he doesn't desire. So seeing causes desire. So they held it is dark. It's more effective in preventing this to happen. So if everybody, what they did, had the same intention of fulfilling the din of Yom Kippur, but these held it more effective in one way, these held more effective the other way. Omar Rabbi Yeshua, Zohar HaShlomo. At a place Rabbi Yeshua, a rarity to find Rabbi Yeshua. Abhunet, the son of Rabbi Yeshua, we find. But Rabbi Yeshua, rarity. Omar Rabbi Yeshua, not the Rabbi Yeshua, it's Rabbi Yeshua, it's a rarity. Dor HaShlomo. It says, V'am kol kulam tzaddik, your people are all tzaddikim. V'olam yushores. I explain. Bein she'om v'ulahadik, whether the custom is to have a land. Bein she'om v'ulahadik, they're all tzaddikim. Shneyem lo nishkam, they both had the same intention, and they heard the same thing, the one thing. So wherever you find a Jewish custom from the olden days, it was instituted for some good reason. And even though some places the customers were opposite from each other, still each one had a good intention when he made that minhag, say that. Omar Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, Hasfas HaSugya, Eimevorchin Al Ha'or. You don't make a brocha on fire, on light, Ela B'Mitzvah Yishavos. I'll explain that. Mitzvah Yontif, you don't make a bear mayor of your age, because you could light fire on Yontif too. Nothing new. Of course, you can make a new fire on Yontif. You can't strike matches, or you can't strike flint. But from one fire to another, you can make fire on Yontif. So therefore, Mitzvah Yontif is nothing new. You don't make any bear mayors. But Mitzvah Yishavos, something new, you couldn't do it on a Shabbos, you make a brocha. Why make so a Shabbos? Hoyo, because Utchilas B'Yos, that's the first time it was created. The first Mitzvah is Shabbos. All of it was created Erev Shabbos. And Shabbos, it was dark. And so, when he saw the sun go down, he was afraid it was going to be dark. And then, when he was given the inspiration to make fire, with a big constellation, artificial light. First time he saw artificial light, so he shot. But the Soyam Kippur he holds, you don't make any Berei Mirhaish. That's what he holds. Mesoi Shabbos is because the first Mesoi Shabbos, that's when fire was created. But Mesoi Yom Kippur, all that's a Chiddush, all Yom Kippur, you couldn't make fire, not like Yom Kippur, so you don't make Berei Mirhaish. We'll soon see more about that. That's what he said. Omar Le'ahu Sov, a certain Zoken said to him, the famous song says, Rabbi Baba Chodah, Yasher, means what you're saying is right, Yasher Keah. Chen Omer Rabbi Yechanan, and they're the same thing. So it seems Rabbi Yechanan holds that you cannot make Berei Mirhaish with Soyam Kippur. Later we'll soon see it's not so. Say that inside. All that was created Erev Shabbos, and is married Erev Shabbos. Like that? Right? So Friday night didn't need any lights. That's all. Shabbos night, you needed lights. So the Shabbos night, the inspiration came to make lights. Now starts the sugya. During the sugya, we'll see that there is a bracha on Mitzvah Yom Kippur in certain cases. We'll have to stop here. Hanan, you bring a kasha. Rothschild called his brother, who is that? He can hear him. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good. That's why he brings it down.
Yeah,